So let's go on to the next sort of area of questions, which is neoadjuvant therapy. We asked these docs in general what fraction of patients are getting neoadjuvant, and I was interested by their estimate, you know, close to 50%. Do you think, is that really happening, for example, in the community?
I do. And it's a little bit of a difficult decision, but I would venture to say that most patients with ascites, carcinomatosis, get neoadjuvant. So 50% makes it sound like 50% of those patients with tense ascites and carcinomatosis get surgery. Now, that's not true. Almost all of those get neoadjuvant. The patients that get primary surgery are the patients who have imaging, you know, just an omental cake or a suspicious mass. And if there's any question, just stick the laparoscope in and look and assess the patient for surgical opportunity in the beginning, prior to making that decision.
So we also asked about the specific type of neoadjuvant therapy. And I guess the main thing I wanted to mention that I noticed, and maybe it's obvious, but I'm just going to put it out there, is a couple things. First of all, I don't see, even in a patient with BRCA germline, I don't see people talking about a PARP inhibitor in the neoadjuvant setting. Is that, you agree?
Well, you can't give full-dose PARP and chemo together. As you know, veliparib is being studied with chemotherapy, but half the dose, and that study will also report later this year.
Although you theoretically could do chemo followed by PARP, or you could do PARP alone, theoretically. In any event, people aren't doing it in the neoadjuvant
right.
setting.
We're going to study that, though. We're going to study chemotherapy-free with these combinations, but we're not there yet, correct?
And as you mentioned, there's that big GOG study, the VELIA study, looking at veliparib. I mean, that's a huge phase 3 study. I hear that may be at ESMO this year. Is that what you've heard? Or
right. So we'll have VELIA, which is veliparib with chemotherapy and maintenance, and PRIMA, just maintenance, but all comers in HRD, both of them. And then the third study, which is imminent, is adding olaparib and bevacizumab together, which is PAOLA-1. That's right.